The Lord complained that we didn't give food when he was hungry. We didn't give him clothes when he didn't have them. Well, how can we, the ordinary mortals, give food and clothes to the one who has created the whole world? How can we know that he needs them? Welcome to the translation of the sermon delivered by Apostle Pastor A.C. Dawson at New Jerusalem Church on 21st February 2021. Praise the Lord. Let's start by reading Luke 6, verse 38. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. The Lord has said, ask, and it will be given to you. He has also said, give, and it will be given to you. It's always easy to get something asking from the Lord. The people of the world do that regularly because of the promise the Lord has given to his people. But people find it difficult to give to the cause of the Lord. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 2 says, do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing some have unwittingly entertained angels. Dear children, we should remember that the angels may visit us as poor strangers. Whoever has the habit of entertaining the strangers may please the Lord with their habit of generousness. We do not know when the angels will visit us next. They may come in the shape that we don't like. They may come at the time we are busy. So we should always follow the habit of providing the needy whenever they ask for it. We should not be seen as a non-giver in the eyes of the Lord. All the members of our church should contribute for the cause of the needy. Abraham was sitting at the entrance of his tabernacle one day. He was a rich man and had the habit of entertaining the strangers with food and other materials. In Genesis 18, we read this incident happened. The Lord appeared to Abraham near the great trees of Mamre while he was sitting at the entrance of his tent in the heat of the day. He looked up and saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he hurried from the entrance of his tent to meet them and bowed low to the ground and said, if I have found favor in your eyes, my Lord, do not pass your servant by. Let a little water be brought, and then you may all wash your feet and rest under this tree. Let me get you something to eat so you can be refreshed and then go on your way. Now that you have to come to your servant. Very well, they answered, do as you say. So Abraham hurried into the tent to Sarah. Quick, he said, get 3 seahs of fine flour and knead it and bake some bread. Then he ran to the herd and selected a choice, tender calf, and gave it to a servant, who hurried to prepare it. He then brought some curds and milk and the calf that had been prepared, and set these before them. While they ate, he stood near them under a tree. Although Abraham was unaware that they were divine guests and they didn't look so distinguished, but he did his duty as a good host. He gave them the best of food. Because of this act, the long-standing desire of theirs was fulfilled. The Lord asked us to give because he wants to elevate and reward us. He may come to us to bless and fulfill our long-standing desires. While they were eating, they asked where Sarah was. It surprised Abraham because those three were perfect strangers whom he had never met before and realized that he had inadvertently helped the angels and the Lord. Good people sometimes help even the Lord by their generousness, and the Lord would recognize their help in the day of the judgment. The Word of God tells us, give and you will be given. Dear children, like James said, faith without works is dead. The surprised Abraham was informed that Sarah would be holding a child when they come back again. A child was their long-time prayer. I would like to tell all of you to follow the example of Abraham and help the poor so that your long-time desires would become a reality. Proverbs chapter 19 verse 17 says, "He who has the pity on the poor lends to the Lord, and he will reward him for what he has done." Now, how does the Lord treat the one who lends him anything? He would return a thousandfold. He will remove every shortcoming in his life. Dear children, from the year 1970 to 1975, we did the Lord's work with only one set of dress. One day we went to work in Madurai district, where we had a minister who was recovered by us from his disease. He did his ministry through hardships. One day he presented each of us with a pair of new dresses. We were extremely happy to receive them. Pastor received them and prayed over them. But the Lord told us to give it to the two pastors working at the Punayadi church, who were poor like us, and we gave it off to them as we were told. After this, one day, after finishing our work, I went to the side room where I used to sleep on a bench, and I saw a huge package sitting on it. When we asked about it to the pastor there, he told us that one of our faithful bought it for us because the Lord instructed him to do so when he went shopping for his children. Well, we gave the Punayadi pastors ordinary clothes, but the Lord provided us with expensive ones. Sometimes we are tested by the Lord as to know how big a giver we are. He wants to know whether we have the mind to give away selflessly the things we hold on dearly. He tests us to bless us more abundantly than before. Beloved children, today, the more dresses I give away to the fellow ministers, the greater the number I receive. That's how the Lord has blessed me. Praise the Lord. The Lord, of course, asks us to check Him out how He would bless us in excess of the space we have to hold those blessings. Malachi chapter 3 verse 10 says, "Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessings that you will not have room enough for it." The Lord wants to bless you greatly when you start giving. When we came to Tamil Nadu, we didn't have any church of our own. We just went and prayed wherever the Lord called us. Once we attended a full night prayer conducted by well-known evangelists. We were taken there by the editor of Varugayin Thoodan, Mr. Devadasan. We wanted to go to Othayal Vilai after the prayer meeting. We had just 5 rupees with us, which was enough to go there and come back. On the way to the bus stand, we met a pastor who greeted us. As we prayed to the Lord, we were instructed by his voice to give him that 5 rupees. We did as we were told and walked a few yards when we met a young man who greeted us kindly and inquired about what we did. When we told him about our missionary work, he pulled out a 50 rupee note and gave it to us as a gift. Now, that is the power of giving, dear children. I would like to tell you that our church supports a lot of poor people financially, and of course we support people spiritually as well. What is the use of hoarding money? They become rust and decay soon, and there is the threat of robbery too. See how Abraham behaved in the presence of the strangers. He just stood at the foot of the tree while they were having their meal. Jesus Christ gave up his heavenly life to save us from our sins. John chapter 15 verse 13 says, "There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends." Jesus Christ told his disciples that he was going to call them hitherto as his friends. Jesus said to the Father, "I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one." Beloved children, to save the souls of this world, we have to do some sacrifice, as Lord Jesus Christ did. We have to dedicate our lives in order to gain other lives. Our pastor's late wife went through fasting for 40 days for the redemption of the souls of Mahilchipuram. A church was established to save some of the souls there. We ask God for the redemption of our kith and kin, but what have we given to Him? Have we done any fasting prayer or participated in any of the full night prayers? What have we done to demand rewards from Him? Romans chapter 12 verse 1 says, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as live sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. First of all, we have to give up whatever things that is displeasing to God. Paul considered his wealth, influence, education, and other worldly merits as trash in comparison with the redemption through the resurrection of the Lord. We too have to leave the worldly merits behind for the sake of God. We need to keep our body clean and holy and sacrifice it for Him. The old temptations, habits, and attitudes should go away from us. One day, the mother of one of our faithful came along with him and wanted him to be married off from her own caste. But we don't have any separate caste among us. We all belong to one caste. It is the caste of holiness. We explained it to her and sent her off. Dear children, the Lord is preparing us for His arrival, and we need to know that we have sacrificed our old self on the cross and we are born again. Romans chapter 12 verse 2 says, "Don't copy the behavior and the custom of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Our transformation should be evident in the way we conduct ourselves." Proverbs chapter 23 verse 26 says, "My son, give me your heart and let your eyes observe my ways." God is the eternal expert who can repair our sinful lives, and let's give the right to Him to save us. The coming of the Lord is getting near, and the Lord wants to bless us. In order to compensate our shortcomings, the Lord tells us to give. The Lord has given us the opportunity to see you all because of our work for the cause of God's plan. Our children are spread all over the world. I remember the days when we prayed sleeplessly at night in the wilderness and enforced the Lord's commands in the daytime. I am happy to enjoy the fruit of the work by the grace of our Lord. I thank the Lord for that. We should be definite about our destination. That was what our past apostle did, and that is the reason why they are still shining like the brightest stars. Give your life for the divine cause. I sincerely ask you to give like we did, so that the Lord will provide you with overflowing blessings and your happiness will outlive your days of worries and anxieties. Let's give like Abraham, and the Lord will reward us abundantly. Our acts of generosity always reach the Lord first, and let our prayers substantiate them. Dear children, don't imagine that giving belongs to only to the well-to-do. We can give even living in poverty. The more we give, the better the Lord will provide. That is the promise the Lord has given us. May the Lord give us a life of abundance. Amen. If you want to contact us, our website is www.newjerusalemnews.in. Email njcngl@gmail.com. May God bless you all. Amen.